This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Welcome back, Chopped Cheese. Another episode, Swigs, Jigs, and Goose.
Jigs needs an exorcism.
Opinion piece.
He has a double in.
We're gone for a week. What? A week or so. It was about a week, right? We were gone for a week.
About a week, yeah. We were gone. Yeah. Something wrong with Goose.
Why were we gone?
No, we just had to take a little week hiatus. You know, people have shit to do. You know, I actually had a good weekend. What about, y'all had a good weekend that we didn't air none?
It was okay. It wasn't too bad.
I had a dope-ass weekend. I went with, shout out to Cinco. I went Cinco to the Yankee game.
Oh, yes, you did. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. 39.
Happy
the big
birthday.
39, man.
Happy birthday to Swiggles.
39 years around.
Happy birthday to Cinco. Is it 37 now? 38, I think.
38.
I don't want to make you feel too old.
Cinco, happy birthday.
Yeah, but nah. Shout out to the Yankees. You know, and all those Spick, Fick Sports out there.
Did you say Spick Sports? Yeah, that is a Spick Sport.
Spick Sport.
It definitely is a Spick Sport.
Canceled instantly. First 40 seconds?
Why?
Easy. For
Puerto Rican.
I don't even know if they consider us that anymore. We considered, what is it?
Gringos.
I forgot what we called.
We even considered?
Trumpitos. I guess that's...
I don't know how we even considered.
Yeah, how was the festival? Did you guys attend the festival or the parade?
I went through the parade. I mean, it's on 3rd Avenue. You have
nice
chance. It was huge.
You didn't go?
There was a lot of people there.
Nah, I went in my head movies.
Why not?
I was there in my head movies.
There's a particular reason why you didn't go?
Because I didn't want to.
You just didn't want to go? That's
nah,
why?
Nah, that's it. That's not for me. It's not for me.
After 112, you couldn't go uptown anyway. It was that packed.
I'm Puerto Rican 365, not just on the weekend.
Not for you. I'm just
not
saying.
Not that represents
you're
people who just want
to
be Puerto Rican.
I like to go out, have fun. So I have a good time.
Yeah, okay.
Not on the days with your own people.
Just say okay, Goose. Okay. Ask the question, I guess. Next topic.
Nah, I'm saying it used to be dope. Back in the days, I don't know, maybe it's because I was young, but I remember even when I was super young, shit was dope. It ain't the same no more.
Speaking of young, did you see what Michael Strahan was interviewing not too long ago?
I have no clue what
you don't know. You know what I'm talking about, Goose?
Is this recent?
Yep.
What y'all talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Terrible, bro.
Little child actor kind of situation?
Terrible, bro.
But is that the same famous young child actor, for lack of a better term?
I don't think he's an actor.
Is that the one who faked the ketamine, supposedly?
Yes, that's him.
After the video came out that he was doing ketamine on a show with
two... too young to say his name?
Drag queens.
Name.
I don't know, man. That whole little... name? That shit is spooky.
I don't even know what y'all talking about.
His name is Desmond.
That was recent?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think that shit is all old. That whole
no,
Desmond
I said.
Shit.
Did I say it was recent? Or did I say I saw it recently?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I might have said
old,
that it was recent.
We talked about that too.
We did.
Yeah.
When did we speak about that?
When we brought him up on our old ass episode.
Yeah, a year ago.
Damn,
maybe more than that. We going on 2 years now.
We speak about a lot, Chopped Cheese.
No, but is there anything that was brought to you your attention that you wanted to bring up?
It was gross.
Just that. Well, I mean,
yo, who
did
that?
What is a woman, bro?
Who does that?
I kind of feel like that was the way, way, way before they were even trying to do it. They started with him. Because that was like, I heard about
that was a couple years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. That Desmond.
I heard about Desmond. I mean, I'm not proud or bragging like, oh, look at me. I'm just saying I heard about
it. You found out first, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I got it.
But you can see, like, even now, like, for the last year or two, they've been going hard with it. Especially even the shit that we saw in Texas with that...
The shit that just happened recently.
Yeah.
They even tried to pass a bill to prevent it.
Did we talk about that shit?
Yeah, they had the illuminated, it's not going to lick itself sign in the corner and all that wild, crazy shit.
And the ball with little kids.
And the kids tipping.
Transsexual strippers.
And then, you know, it's the funny thing. There was like a public outcry because supposedly some conservative dudes caught them in the parking lot and was like shaming them.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then those dudes got like a big uproar of shaming on themselves.
On their own, yeah,
like. How?
But that's weird. That's all in part of Pride Month, pretty
should
much,
be
right? All of these events.
That do that in front of little kids.
I don't
kids,
know, bro.
Male,
like
female,
I said, I don't know,
you
bro.
Are.
That shit is just weird.
I agree. It's not for the kids.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was part of
I was just
was
watching a
part of what I was going
to
talk about.
You know Jim Brewer, right? Shout out to Jim Brewer.
Oh,
he's
that's the dude that always
SNL,
looks
hot. Yeah, the dude Half from Baked. Half Baked. He just did an interview with Owen Benjamin. I probably can't even say his name on the
on
tube.
YouTube.
Yo, it was a crazy, it was a good interview. Like, and he was.
And
he
that's a recent
him,
interview?
Yeah, 2 days ago. I think it was like 2 days ago, two, 3 days ago. Apparently, so he was asking your boy Benjamin about, you know, what was the one thing that brought him over the edge and made him start bugging out was Benjamin overheard a dude talk about his transition in 5-year-old child. And Ben was like, bro, that's a 5-year-old child. What are you talking about? So then he had taken to Twitter and he wouldn't let up. Like, he wouldn't let up on the dude, and the dude was publicly defending himself and his transitioning 5-year-old. And that's where his downfall in Hollyweird, that's when it started, because he wouldn't let up. His agency dropped him, then his manager dropped him.
Remember, this is not
then
our
the
view.
Colleges. The,
this
huh?
is the guy's view.
Yeah, this is
this
Benjamin's
view. This is not
view.
Our view.
Doesn't,
this is
I'm not even going to interject how I feel about it.
Is it okay for how, let's say,
child abuse,
let's,
bro.
How old is this kid? Let's, 7, 8?
Let's say he's
10. I'm
going
to say he's 10 years old, right?
10 year now.
Let's say, is it okay for heterosexual 10-year-old little boy to pretend he's sniffing ketamine?
To pretend he's sniffing ketamine? No. Is it wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it's wrong. But where are you going with this?
The little
he's
kid.
Going back to the
He had a video.
Yeah,
I thought
video
you knew about this.
Ago.
He had a video where he's right. with a tranny in the background, and they're pretending he's pretending to sniff ketamine.
Yeah, I remember that.
If it was a pretend.
So
if it was pretend.
Let's talk about behavior issues. Let's not talk about him
but that's
transitioning
at
that age. Let's talk about behavior.
You know what? You know what? They will. The rebuttal to that would be like, that's a single like act. That's not like across the board. So we can't like use that one situation to like demify everything that they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can, but that would be the rebuttal.
What's the rebuttal? Said, that
yeah,
you can't
that,
use
that
one
single act. You know, it can't like rule over everything that they're trying to do.
What are they trying to do?
I don't know, bro. That's
no,
a
no,
good
no.
question.
You're digging yourself in a hole,
no,
and you got to dig yourself out. What
I mean,
are they doing, Swigs?
I have no. There's no way I can even ask myself what they're doing, because I don't know what the end game is. Like, I could.
You know what the end game is?
Like, what could it be?
Ready? Aliens are real. Please believe me.
The only
Please
reason I say that is
wait,
because
wait. Hold on.
It's like they're kids.
I'm a little
and
retarded.
Why would you bring kids? Right?
Wait.
They're
explain
kids,
again.
And why would
I'm
you bring
retarded.
Kids into a like an environment where they're exposed to sex? So it's like I don't like. Why would you want to sexualize kids at a young age? That is not good for.
So you could be the in parent.
Regardless
so you
of their
be
sexual
the most
preference.
Popular progressive parent.
But you see, that's what you heard. I said sex. I didn't see anything about like it being related to like a demographic, just sex in general, whether it's heterosexual or if it's homosexual, whatever kind of sex it is. Any deemed act of sex should be prohibited from kids being like exposed to it at a certain age.
You sound crazy.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's gay or not. Like,
I agree with you. Shit is wild.
Kids,
you know what the
it
you know
kinda does.
You know what was really
it
comfortable.
Does crazy
really,
you know what's
stuff
normal?
To kids' heads, bro.
You know
being
what's funny?
To stuff like that. At
you know what's really helps authoritarianism and totalitarianism and all these isms where they control other people is diluting the parental rights.
Parental
they love
rights
that
of,
shit,
of parents.
Of parents. That's a tactic. You hear me? That's a tactic that Russian spies used when they were infiltrating parental rights.
And
bro.
Aren't they doing that now?
It's
especially
being subverted.
When the parents
Clearly.
That are coming to the school
Clearly.
Boards and trying to fight for their kids'
Clearly.
Rights with being exposed to Clearly. Trans, whatever.
Remember that dude
and
Garland from a couple of months
books?
Ago? Mayor Garland, what's the dude with the glasses? The attorney general, whatever. He called parents terroristas and all of that shit because
yeah.
they care. They want to know what the fuck is going on.
Of course, like any.
They made it a voting block. A lot of the shows that we watch, they make this point. The Democrats, all by themselves, have made parents a voting block. That transcends the parties. All they care about is what the hell you teaching my children.
And that should be easily given to any parent. Like,
how do you lose the right of being a parent Because you give them to the schools.
To the state.
Like, once you give them to the school, how do you just lose all rights of being a parent?
When did
like,
that happen? Was that always that way? Have we always been, like, fully, like, indoctrinated? Or was it, like, subtly, like, put in little by little?
First of all, who will ever know for sure? People could speculate all they want. People could be like, this guy didn't discover America. He could, like, you could say your history in any way that you want. The fact of the matter is, we will not know. We won't know. If you say you know, you don't know shit. You shouldn't yet.
You know what you was taught.
You know what you were taught, and that's it. And then you found an interesting topic, or you found something that grabbed your attention, and you ran with it because you liked what it sounded like, and that's just what it is. And
like space.
That's it. Like we're like round Earth, right?
NASAR.
NASA. Show them some respect. All right?
What?
Show them respect. We give them
enough with that $50 million a day,
Bob. Yo, did we?
We get enough respect with $50 million a day.
Did we miss the launch when they sent the space stations up there? Did they not show us that part?
I don't know, bro.
No, they didn't show us when it hit the dome.
Yo, you know what's the funniest meme? You know what's the funniest meme?
They showed us go up. They did.
Yo, you know what's the funniest meme?
Man said Nassar.
They show.
I love that shit.
They show the Deke spaceship that left planet Earth and landed on the moon, right? And then they show the hovercraft, which is twice the size, that came out of it. Yo. It's like one of them train cars, like with a fucking, like, yo, it's bro, little funny not, shit with mad clowns come out.
You
know what it is
that you're just not smart enough so you don't understand space, out, he's like, bro.
Yo, how the fuck 30 clowns just came out of that little ass car?
Out of that little ass rocket ship.
You remember the Dream song, Walking on the Moon?
Yeah. There you go.
But how do you get that big ass shit that was on the moon out of that shit that flew to the moon when it's bigger than... I don't know, man. I don't know math, bro. Maybe because I don't know science either.
Nah, bro.
You're
losing.
You're running out of subjects, bro.
Wait. Who was it who called the moon?
Math is
wait.
Conspiracy,
who
right?
was it who called the moon on the red phone with, like, no... delay whatsoever. Delay.
Oh,
was
man.
It Reagan?
It was one of those presidents.
One of those fucking bozos.
From a landline. He called from a landline.
From Bell Atlantic.
It's like, yo!
Yeah, the capability to call the moon?
Yo!
Bell Atlantic?
Didn't leave that phone over there for somebody to go pick up later? I'm sure that if somebody called that phone, if you left it, and somebody walked by it, like an alien or a Martian,
here's the rebuttal. They've always had better technology before the civilians had, so we don't know. You know?
Could you imagine living on the moon your whole life, right? You talk telepathically to your friends. You call your friends through your head, wherever they on the other side of the moon.
Okay. Dark side?
Yeah, you go to take Dark a side? Walk with your kids, and there's a fucking phone. Excuse me. There's a phone.
Or a dude with ringing. A white suit on and bouncing around. And you just walking casually. You're like, what is this dude doing floating on a... What is that device in
my
his
hand? My point
is
that if you leave that phone there and you call it when you get back to Earth, someone's going to pick it up.
You mean the Disney set, right?
We don't know, bro.
Oh, okay. You said
you know that? You know that?
Huh?
You was on set?
I didn't even know what I said.
You was Space with, is you was real, with Stanley bro. Kubrick? You was with him?
Space is real, bro.
Let me ask you a question. Here's
let me
the
ask
good
you
one.
A question.
Here's the good one that the flat earth is saying.
Let's get back
you
to
ready
reality.
For this one?
Let's get back to reality.
You've seen the look on the faces, on these astronauts when they came back?
Smoked out.
Like
they had
did
on a
they
gas
look
mask
like they were
weed.
Happy that they just came back from like one of the greatest experiences mankind.
But are you happy when you come back from Puerto Rico?
Come on.
Wait, there's a question. I mean, yeah, when you come back from vacation, are you happy?
No, but guess when you are happy?
When
somebody asks you about it.
Well,
you want to talk about it, right?
I've seen interviews right or wrong, where right Buzz or wrong. Aldridge is happy to take
Buzz
questions.
Buzz has some interesting interviews. He punched the dude one time. He's a wild dude. He's like the most kick-ass astronaut ever.
Yeah, man.
He's a wild dude.
Yeah, what I'm
Buzz Lightyear was based
Jigs,
off of
what
him,
you
bro.
Did in, what you did in Puerto Rico.
Without
went
the
to the rainforest. Shit was dope. Yada, yada. You'd be talking about that shit like it was yesterday, right? Like it just happened. Exactly. They were just there like, huh? Space? Okay.
You've been to PR, you've been back, right? You've been to DR, you've been back, right?
Yeah.
It's a thing called jet lag, right?
He's in more space lag. They want space left?
It's different.
So imagine space left.
Exactly. It's right, different. Whatever, it's a different time.
I'll give you that.
It's a different time. So when they came back and you look at them and they flush, it's like they're tired.
That's
let him
science,
get some
bro.
Rest, you
that's,
know?
That's clear
let him
science
get rest.
Right there, bro.
Let him sleep.
Let him get some rest. They just came back
yeah, bus
from a long trip.
Let him depressurize. Let him get it together.
You feel me? Might be
we
older.
Solved that. We solved that.
We got it. Man, we did it. We did it on Chop Cheese.
We gave him so much credit. Damn, bro. Now we understand why they get $50 million a day.
A day.
For that. For the accomplishments that they haven't done over 40
a day.
Years.
And surviving World War II.
I guess that's the whole purpose of it.
Wait, where's the World War II angle come in?
Nassar.
Oh, Nassar.
Yeah, with that. Nassar. With the one of his best friends.
Well, who's best friend?
Are you here, Holly? Hey,
your man.
I can't throw it up like they throw it up.
Is there a steering wheel on a spaceship? Like, or do when they shoot you, you just shot and then like.
You never
space
seen the inside
takes
of
you
it?
To the moon.
You never seen the inside?
Do you have
like
a steering
got,
wheel?
You know
like,
what kind
you
of steering
have to
wheel
steer
they got?
With like a yeah. car?
They got the Knight Rider steering wheel.
They have a joystick,
wheel.
Bob.
They do.
Remember the Knight Rider steering wheel?
They don't they got a that. Steering wheel, Bob. Come on, Bob. You know science. They got a controller.
They got
Bob.
The Knight
nah,
Rider steering
I think
wheel.
That you have to because if like space debris or like
nah,
a meteor is coming your way, you got to dodge them.
You've seen a helicopter realistically in front of you take off, right? And go places, right?
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but you see the mechanics and everything has to go into
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Mad shit,
it's
right?
It's almost beautiful.
So you're telling me a spaceship
mm-hmm.
that's just going out of space.
Roman candles on it.
You hit a couple
two
of switches
big-ass
and you
Roman
just
candles,
that shit.
And you just flash.
Hold on.
Nah, we wrong, we wrong.
Just hold on.
We don't know.
I'm just asking. I could be.
I don't know science.
An astronaut
man.
Could come to this room right now and be like,
hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
You idiot. That's
hold
exactly
on.
What happens.
And yo, Elon.
I look like an idiot, you know? But
hashtag Elon
so,
Gate. Elon, come
they're in there
come
just
teach
for
us
the
about
ride.
Rocket science,
right? Bob. Hmm? The astronauts are just along for the ride.
They still use people. I thought they were using monkeys.
They're there for the ride then, because if they're not really controlling it.
I thought they were using monkeys
all
with
like
brain
autopilot
chips.
Shit.
Where's Elon's car going?
I think it's stuck in orbit in a particular spot where it will never move.
A movie
because
set?
That's where it.
If I get a strong telescope and
hold
I track
up.
It down, can I see it floating in space if I catch it?
Good
like,
question.
Because supposedly
know.
The car's still in space, yeah. right?
So what do you mean supposedly? Stop with these supposedly.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly.
It is.
It is. Right, come
man.
On, don't do that to
you
your man,
you don't come here
bro.
For the facts.
Yeah, you don't come here
so
for that. You got to
so
figure it out.
So the car is still in space right now.
The car is in space
technically
right now.
Yo, Jigs, that was the smartest question I ever heard you ask. Also, the dumbest shit you ever did was you never finished lighting that blunt.
Because I was...
But wait, though. That's a good question, Bon. If we get a powered telescope, a really good telescope.
Dope-ass telescope.
Because
we can see the red Tesla in
it's
space.
Red?
Yeah,
I thought it was
so.
Red.
Okay. You can see the front of it.
It's red, okay. So we can see the convertible Tesla.
Convertible
yeah.
Tesla flying
yeah,
through space.
It's open, remember. The astronaut is fine sitting there.
And then when you catch him, he's like, no pictures, please.
Yo, so how are we going to get this
yeah,
telescope?
Yeah, bro, we should be the first ones to secretly go into space, sit next to him, and take selfies.
In the next to the tree.
In the convertible.
The convertible.
Be there like...
You know what's gonna be the dopest stunt ever when they bring the car back and then they start driving it and they be like, yo, this car was in space, man.
Mm.
Now we driving it again.
That's crazy. And apparently, astronaut dummy drives better than Nancy Pelosi's husband because the astronaut dummy didn't bang into
it.
Yo,
with it,
Bob.
Yo, he did.
Here's a question,
oh,
Bob.
She put in
by a court of his peers in Washington, D.C.
No, you ain't hear who
but
put
he
in the good word.
He got caught for DUI. This is, I know this because they said it.
Wait,
so
how did
he
what happened?
Acquitted.
You ain't hear what happened? She asked her good friend Newsom for a good little favor, and he was like, nah, no problem.
Her nephew supposedly, allegedly.
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
She asked him for the
you
favor
know, completely
it in
unrelated
California.
And strictly coincidentally,
maybe
you
her,
know,
maybe her nephew.
Your man was
allegedly,
in a,
supposedly,
allegedly,
yeah, that's for real. Maybe,
maybe allegedly, supposedly,
they all bloodline. Maybe. Everybody from what I
allegedly, supposedly, he was also in a car accident when he was a young man that resulted in one of his family members dying.
Who? Her husband? Yeah. I guess.
Supposedly, allegedly. I seen it online.
Don't talk about stuff like that because I don't sit at park benches, bro.
I can't substantiate it, but I told you what I seen somebody else say. Because you don't come here for the facts.
My boy was driving on the highway. He got cut off by this lady, right? He drove up, cut her off. My friend is a heavy, like, he parties a lot. So he wakes up from a long night of partying, does the responsible thing, goes to work. Might smell like alcohol. The lady cuts him off. He goes back in front, cuts her off. About 10 minutes later, the cops pull him over. He gets in trouble for DUI because he smells like it. Okay. And he doesn't have his license right now.
Damn, that's trash.
He wasn't swerving. He wasn't doing anything. Someone just reported him on the road.
The lady, is this a Canadian story?
It doesn't matter what it is, but this is what happened.
Sounds like a Canadian story. Oh,
they tested him with the breathalyzer?
Yeah. He was outside. Hey. He was partying the night before.
The night before.
This woman's husband. Still
intoxicated on the breathalyzer?
He wasn't intoxicated. Yeah, bro, come on.
Yeah, but he went over the limit. I'm guessing
the night before. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the breathalyzer.
Oh, but I would assume so. Or whatever. But the legal limit is never anything that's something that could get you drunk. Like, the legal limit in New York and like Florida is way below a point where you would be even tipsy. Yeah, it's like a half a beer, like a beer.
Nah, it's two drinks in New York practically.
You guys would drink. No, it's one beer.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You could have one beer.
One beer.
Yeah, you could have one drink.
Like 140 ounce?
So if you have two, that's over. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I can't drive a car with two.
The question is, why did he go back and cut her off, though? Just leave that bitch crash.
You feel me?
Let her do her stupid ass shit.
I can't drive a car drinking two beers.
Yeah, but if you drink one and you just there, or you just make, all you need to do is make it past that one. Point,
that's
bro.
What I'm saying, past that's the point. That's all you got to do, if I'm breathing... And I'm past that point.
So, yo, you defending Paul Pelosi? I'm stupid for
driving.
I'm confused.
Me?
Yeah.
I want to know why my friend's license was taken and not his.
Ah, okay. There we go. That's what I'm asking.
That's what it was.
That was the point I was making. Bro. And I just want. I told the story.
I didn't know that was the point.
Just because it was a story, it's a real story. Like, I know somebody.
I heard they blew his breathalyzer. I like the story too.
And he was still ripped. He was.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm pretty sure he was the opposite of your friend driving without any indications of being intoxicated.
He was swerving and stuff like that.
He was, he was probably.
The question is, where's the dude that he hit?
He hit somebody that night recently? Oh, you
hit a car. He hit
a car. I thought it was a park car.
No, he hit a car. It was somebody in it.
That person got paid under the table.
Or they did.
Come on. No, they're not supposed to.
Nah, he's driving a Tesla. 100%.
Yeah.
That guy's driving a Tesla. It's not the one.
Yeah, but why are you worried about people like that, bro?
I'm just asking a question, bro.
You got a heart, bro?
You know what I'm saying?
You got a heart?
I'm just asking a question, bro.
You want to know something we could talk
about?
Somebody
got to ask questions.
Well, yeah, I'm sure we could talk about. Did you hear about the guy from British Columbia that's being compensated? First guy to be compensated for vaccines.
What? I didn't even know that was a possibility.
Yep. 40-year-old guy. Stop making his name is Ross Whitman.
And how is he getting compensated? What's going on?
Instantly been canceled.
He suffered nerve damage below his waist. He can't walk anymore and in his hands. And then when it happened, he had like...
You don't come here for medical information, bro.
Why? He had facial paralysis. This is out there.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
I just have to say it. I didn't say you were telling the truth or a lie. I'm just saying you don't come here for the facts.
Yeah, keep going. You interrupted him.
Guillain-Barré syndrome or
Guillain-Barré.
So it's something that is naturally occurring?
Guillain-Barré or some shit.
Is that a naturally occurring?
Guillain-Barré.
It's definitely not Guillain-Barré.
You say tomato and I say tomato. So GBS is the abbreviation for the sickness.
I have
GBS.
A question. How were they able to link the vaccine to that? For him to be able to be awarded compensation.
Oh, I don't know. I can't tell you how they tested him. They probably put something on his butt.
No, I'm just curious. Like, that's crazy. Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in the States who have like similar cases that possibly they could win.
Oh, we don't know what's gonna happen. This is all still fresh.
This no, is I know. I'm just bringing fresh. It up, though, because if that's the first one on record that has already been established, who's to say, what, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the last one, you know?
Yeah, he's one of the first people that get compensated, too.
That's wild, man.
In British Columbia? Yeah. BC?
BC. What, did anybody ever get compensated for their parents not making it due to COVID for being put on the ventilators? Mm-hmm. Was that a thing? Or was that just like, nah, we good?
Oh, we'll see what happens.
What about the nursing homes? Were anybody compensated in regards to that?
Oh, because of the Cuomo shit?
Yeah.
And the Gretchen Whitmer shit?
Yeah. And even it wasn't just in New York State. It was in Jersey. Right. It was in Virginia. It was in a lot of liberal states.
We didn't forget about your crimes.
Like was anybody compensated for those?
Nah, I doubt it.
You think those could possibly fall into the same category as the vaccine?
He's there if you want to get the door.
I'm scared to even talk about it.
What you think?
What?
That those could be possibly fall into the same category for like compensation wise, like the way the vaccine could be.
I can say I believe so. I don't know. I don't know anything. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just your opinion.
I'm the dumb
your
guy.
Opinion. Your
I'm
opinion.
The dumb guy.
Goose.
But, yeah.
You think?
I'm scared to talk about it.
I think that it whether
Why?
It can
you're not suicidal or not, am I?
Look, I think whether it can, I think it should be, and I think a lot of people, if eventually they can prove and link it, any type. Propaganda, whatever that was put into it, they definitely should be compensated.
Yeah, they should.
Especially if they were forced to be in places where they weren't supposed to be. And like, yo, bro, that shit is crazy. I just heard Eric, this dude, our governor, or mayor, he's screaming something that if you lost your job because of the vaccine, you could go get your job back. But this is the requirements: you gotta be willing to get the vaccine. Like, bro, that's the whole reason why I lost my job, bro. What are you talking
He's
about?
He's a bozo.
That's the most ridiculous
Damn,
shit I've
I didn't
ever
mean
heard
to
in
scream.
My life, bro.
He just made me scream. I'll have him in... He's a bozo, bro. Did he really say that on TV, bro? Where were we?
Pick it up, Bob. Pick it up. Yo, the ball was dribbling. Pick it up.
Did you send me the video of our leader, our chief?
Chief and commander?
Hitting
the deck.
Yo,
bro.
Wait a minute.
The saying is no longer accurate because it's no longer just like riding a bike.
It's a word. Not
because
the funny thing is
unfortunately,
that they constantly trying to show us how alive and spry this.
Did you see the tweet that went out?
Sack of potato is.
There was a tweet that went out. I don't know if it was from the White House, but it was related to Joe Biden. Like, look, our commander in chief, blah blah, something like that.
Was it homegirl Jean Pierre?
I wasn't. It wasn't the black chick. But showing us like how agile he is, and he's just out here riding a bike.
It's vibrant.
Him. It was hilarious.
It's amazing. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, just leave
don't
it. Just leave
it.
Just leave it.
Just
leave
don't
it.
Do it.
But you feel me?
Huh?
It was showing off right before he fell.
Bro, and then the funny shit is that he didn't
so
even...
He's so agile and he works out.
He didn't even fall riding. Your man fell getting off.
It was like everything shut down. Like he stopped.
You saw what happened though? If I'm mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong.
It's no joke.
Did you see his foot get stuck in
the
pedal thing?
100%.
Why does he have a pedal assist thing on there?
It's a pedal assist.
You know the wrap shit for your foot.
That wrap shit that you could cup your foot into
because
it?
Because he rides bike for a long time. He's a long rider.
Yo, bro, I've ran bike to other boroughs and I never had one of those.
Nah, you don't ride bike like that then.
I guess.
It happens. The fact checkers will tell you it happened.
Yeah, I guess.
Yo, did you see? Did he fall? Did he fall off the bike and fall up the stairs again in the same week?
Nah.
Yes, he did.
He fell. He fell recently.
He fell up. He fell up some stairs again.
Damn, I didn't hear about
that. Air Force One.
Not the Air Force One again.
Get this dude a freaking escalator.
Nah, you know what?
Sticky soles.
It's you know what?
Then he'll never get off the staircase.
Nah, I've seen it.
Sticky soles.
You know what he needs?
He's tacky.
He clearly needs an aide.
Like a home healthy?
Get him a home aid. Wow. Like a Filipino or one of them African ladies that be in the with nursing suits.
Chill out, bro. Everybody knows we've got to get him a Jamaican home aid.
A Jamaican, right? A Jamaican one.
Come on.
She'll rag his ass.
From Nostrand.
West Indian. That's how Che Hank started talking patois.
A Filipino would quit.
His name
is Shane Taylor.
His babysitter spoke
he
to him in
baby.
Patois.
He like baby. Got white back.
Yo.
That's what she'll say.
Your man is deteriorating. It's a common thing to happen for some.
What, when you get
for
older?
For someone to go through.
When you get older.
Yeah.
It's just not common for it to be broadcast at a world on some grand shit. Like, here we go. watch me deteriorate before your eyes. Yeah. Like, nah, that's not fun, bro.
There's so much weird shit going on with that.
See, but that goes to show how much they hated Orange Man Bad. That look at what they putting this old man through now.
That's abuse.
It is like, abuse, bro. We all some, know all yo, white people were racist. Him. We all know that. You just, you pick this one and you front like he's not racist.
Yeah, man. Chill out, bro. Right?
He's an old racist, bro. He was, he went to the KKK dude's funeral. He gave him like a little speech.
People would tell you that shit.
Supposedly,
is all
allegedly,
fake.
Bro.
Come on,
people
bro.
Would tell you that's all fake.
The videos are there, bro. The
allegedly,
are there.
Supposedly. Right. Your eyes
who are these people? Whoopi Goldberg and
your eyes
and the View.
You, bro. Those are
who,
deep
Roy
fakes.
Bear? Those are the people.
Deep fakes.
Wait, wait. First of all, do you know that if black people got guns, they'll change all the gun laws?
You tell me.
You know that?
Did you know that?
Cheese,
you know
that is not my quote.
No black.
That is a quote from the View.
Guns right now.
To her.
Anywhere in the United States.
But she was speaking her. To a foreign.
No, Joy Bayer says.
Yo, I know to her. She
was
thinks
talking,
that.
Go to the View for the facts.
She was talking to
not
a
not here.
Oh, okay. I see what you're implying. Yeah, yeah. That was hilarious. She legally.
The selfishness. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Did you see the
narcissism?
The
death tone. The death. She's deaf. Yes.
And excuse me. And when the blacks got guns, watch the laws change there.
Like, yeah, she what? Said it just like she that. Was so, that's. You know, she was. Yeah.
Sure. She was.
That's why they be taking a couple of shots before they go on set, bro. It's clear. To be able to be that comfortable saying that, right? How comfortable are you? There's no, yo. I know what that's like.
Joy Bayer is still
shout
one
out to
chop cheese.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's a fact. Joy Bayer is
black guns.
Justin
matter.
Trudeau. You heard? Still dressed as an Indian man from head to toe, painted
he's done
himself.
Mad shit.
That's a real
he
thing. You heard about that?
Himself, bro.
Did he blackface?
Shout out to
he's
Madge Tariq.
He's mad different.
Brown-faced.
Cultural. Shit. He's done mad at them shits, bro.
Justin Trudeau. Or Justin Castro, Trudeau, whatever the F his last name.
Damn, we can't even say that, bro. That was a.
Allegedly, that's supposedly, not real. He's a Castro.
That's like saying Obama was an American, bro.
Like, from what was it, Nigeria?
Hawaii.
Oh, you talking about Obama?
My man Barry. Barry Sotero.
Yo, his legal brother.
My man Barry.
From the same
yellow
father.
Video. Is, no monetization.
It's he's he can vote in America and he voted for Trump.
Nah, Barry and Obama aren't
did you know
the
that?
Same person.
Crazy.
No
right?
monetization.
They're not the
remember
same
that?
Person. Relax.
Yeah, look at his biological brother from
joke.
His father.
You don't come here for
come
the
vote
facts.
In America, and he didn't vote for Democrats.
Chill, bro. What are you talking about, bro? And so, Kamala Harris's dad has slaves. Chill.
Nah, but that what I said was real though.
What? What are we doing right now?
This
what
is that say? Kind of show.
This is a
I
mess.
Said a fact,
this is a
bro.
Mess right
what was
now.
The fact?
Obama's brother from
Barry?
His biological father can vote in America. He voted for Trump.
Oh, okay, yeah, I heard of that story.
His biological brother from where?
From Africa.
So,
from his father.
Allegedly?
Nah, he's
nah,
real,
chill.
Bro.
Cut that
nah,
out.
Nah, that's real, though.
Ruin the show, bro.
Bah, he's been on
allegedly,
TV.
Allegedly, supposedly.
Just say allegedly afterwards, then you can say whatever you
no,
want.
No, you bah. Said it was allegedly. I said it's real.
No.
And I'm telling you, stop making shit up.
Yeah, you see? He's a Trump fan, see? It's real, it's not allegedly.
It's not real. This ain't Fox News, bro. You don't got the credentials.
Yo, Fox
to,
News is,
to
is,
fight off these people who's getting
so
sued.
Terrible.
That's not. It's not real. It was a mistake.
It was
put
a mistake?
It in college. Yeah. All
right.
But put it like this. What you just said?
Yeah.
What you
shit.
Just said? What you just said? I want to.
I don't know the facts.
What you mean?
Aliens are real. Please
on,
believe me.
Damn. All right, my fault.
The government
I wanted
is trying
to answer
save
what you were
you.
Saying. You switched it up. Saying
who
something.
Was it? Was it Michael LaVon Robinson?
Who's
you know that?
That
name?
Nah. Yo, you been
making shit.
You
up,
been saying bro. Some shit, bro. Guys, finish it.
Nah.
Go ahead, Bob.
Not suicidal. Bro.
Oh, come on.
I don't bro. See that part mentioned.
Nah, you don't.
Don't
you don't know
nuts,
that name. Bro. You don't know that name.
Let me hear the name again. Whisper
Michael Von Braun.
Michael LaVon Robinson.
I think that's the name.
That's not the name, Bob.
I'm gonna double check.
Just Google it. We got the TV on
I'm
right
Googling
now.
It now. I'm Googling it now.
Now we don't need a YouTube none. If you don't remember it, don't get, bro. That's it. Look at this guy. We're gonna take more time out to YouTube stuff.
You let him.
You have it. Continue. You don't gotta wait for me to look for it. Continue.
No. The world.
Oh,
I
got it perfect, bro.
This is your world, Bob. Let's hear it.
This guy, my world.
I was talking to him, Bob. I was telling him, take it easy. Okay, Swigs.
What do you think about
that? High Horse Goose.
High Horse Goose. Yo, bro, come on, bro. That's Sammy
Sosa. I didn't say who it was, bro.
That's Sammy Sosa.
Come on, bro.
I didn't say who it was, bro. I'm just saying the name.
Yo, and shout out. Shout out to.
It could be anybody, right? So if you Google that name, many people should show up, right? Like a bunch of people on Facebook and Instagram. So just like Google.
You know what I gotta say about that?
Google gave you that picture.
This is
the first name, the first picture.
You ready for the transition?
Don't believe me. Look.
You ready for the transition?
What's the
Happy Father's Day?
I'm not transitioning.
That was the pun, though. Listen. Happy Father's Day.
Oh.
You feel me? So everybody knows out there, you know.
Look,
when you were man, you were man.
I don't want to look,
I'm
Bob.
I'm showing you the name.
I don't
right?
know how
and
to tie knots.
And I'm showing you that all from the top shows you this. And this is Google. This is all.
Or Happy Mother's Day.
I'm just saying. Exactly. So right? if you Google
you're
it, bigger, right?
Because you got to say both.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nah, I don't
if
know.
If you Googled it.
I don't know.
Then a bunch of Facebook.
That's a good question.
You know how it says people you
I'm
may know.
I'm pretty sure.
Michael LaVon Robinson.
Whatever, however.
No?
Right. Bro.
The
saying,
person identifies
man.
as
what did I do?
Answer that question before.
I'm not suicidal.
Bro.
So Happy Father's Day to everyone out there. I just wanted to put that out there.
Happy
you
Father's
my boy Michael LaVon Robinson. Happy
it's,
Father's
remember, it's just like Mother's Day. It's Father's Day every day because you're a father every day if you're a father. You know what I mean? So,
word.
You know what I mean? What is it? What's the joke? The women get the restaurants. The fathers got to grill. The fathers still got to work on their day. They got to grill. The women just get to sit down in a restaurant and
that's
order whatever they want.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, man. That's life. That's America for you.
America.
But it's cool because the moms work real hard. So, today's just not your day, though. Today's just not your day, though.
Happy Father's Day.
Sit down and keep your ass quiet. And when the man says, beer me, you beer him. And when he says he's hungry, make sure he's fed. That's it. He worked hard.
Crazy.
He worked hard too, bro. He worked hard too, bro. No?
Oh, yes, 100%.
So if it's just one day, give him that one day. Don't bitch. Don't complain. Don't explain to him why you're doing it.
Are
don't
you
be
mansplaining
that.
Father's
yeah,
Day?
Yeah, I'm mansplaining, all right. For every woman out there who identifies as whatever the f*** you think in your head you are, this is what this is what a real man thinks. Beer me, beer.
In the head.
It's not
sandwich.
How the beer was made and the things that were done to get this to this country. Shut up.
The patriarchy has destroyed
beer me.
Canceled.
The world.
When I say I'm hungry,
canceled.
That means already know what I like. You know what I mean? Bring it to me.
Damn
right?
Swigs.
Nah. Yo, bro, this is the backbone of America, bro. Women
yo, you
working
know,
hard at home and also taking care of their men. Women are the strong ones.
Yo, you right? remember when the common response
you
to
just,
shut up?
How'd you do that?
I brought it back.
Yeah, you just saved yourself. How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Cover up, bro.
Remember when the common response to
beer me.
To shut up was, this is so America. Cost. I can say whatever I want.
At the end, he said, so this is how it's good for the road.
Let me show you this one. It's a beauty. You got a couple miles on there. Yeah. But
and this is how I ruin myself again. Women don't drive. Stay off the road. No, let me stop.
Damn it, Swigs.
Damn it.
Are you describing
because they should
Arabia?
Be chauffeured. Oh, I brought it back. Because you should be your chauffeur.
You just going to like every time?
What's that?
Nothing.
No, just going off that.
Yeah,
just going off that.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it's fun when you're around, Goose.
Yeah. It's fun when you're around, Eric.
Well, what Jake's put, he said, you good company, bro.
There we go.
Good company,
times.
Bro.
Good times. Yeah. Let our powers combine.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes you just got to find weed out there in the open.
Just
you know what I mean?
Just
got to randomly find weed in
just
the street.
It.
And
stay
just
away from
take
huffing.
A risk. Just take the risk.
Stay away from huffing.
If you live, you live, bro.
If you die. You die. He dies. He
shout
dies.
Shout out to Gringo. That's
he does. He does.
Bar 13.
Tonight.
Have fun. Tonight. Gotta go.
I would have had fun if Gringo was there, but unfortunately.
Who was the DJ that was spinning?
DJ who knows?
Because
he wasn't living up to Gringo's bar.
So,
I kept telling
Jake. Said DJ, what would Gringo do?
For real. He needed to channel in and be like. But he was not hitting.
That's
he was
bad.
Not. Yeah. Yeah, he was trying though. But everybody starts somewhere, right? They hopefully get
you
better.
You rough.
A tough crowd.
Yo, bro.
He had his chance and he blew it.
Bro, when they announced that Gringo's not showing up, you already roasted. So if you ain't coming with your A game, bro, forget about it.
So he was on the flyer?
Nah,
he's
was
on
no
the
flyer.
He
no
got fired. He's not.
He, that dude never made it to the flyer.
He got fired. And, crazy he, after that performance. So he said he was terrible. He was terrible.
Nah, I'm gonna say it was terrible. He has some learning to do. You know what I mean?
He knows what,
yeah, he needs
what
to
can
learn.
He improve on?
He needs to learn how to rinse better. He needs his transitions better. And he was mixing up like tempos. Like, you know how gringo, you know, the gears are important.
They are.
You know what I mean? Yo. When you shifting and you want manual, you gotta know how to shift those gears, bro. It's not automatic. You know what I'm talking about. Third gears is usually when everybody's exploding and doing backflips. And the dude dancing on one leg is shooting you. Remember that? When the dude used to dance on one leg, he would shoot you. And Shadow?
I do. He'd be 13 too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For real? I've been there so long, so I don't remember.
Yo, he used to go there every time that we went.
Dude had two legs, but preferred dancing on one all night.
Is it during these times, can women be dads too?
Oh, you bring it back?
Yeah,
can they be
back.
Dads?
Yeah.
I don't know. What movie?
My two dads?
No.
Oh, twins? No.
Maybe.
So wait, when you say can a woman be a dad, what do you mean by that?
Because I heard that a woman could be a woman as long as she identifies as a woman, she's a real woman. And like if a woman identifies as a man, she's a real man.
So if a woman identifies as a man after she had a kid, is that what you're saying?
I guess. We could use that as an example.
Yeah, because you can't be a parent after you transition and now you can't have a kid.
All I heard was word salad.
Word salad?
That's all I really heard was you just trying to put mad words
Junior,
together.
Man, funny.
Oh, Junior.
That was indoctrination from the 90s,
yeah, that's
bro.
The first one.
Jeez. That was
everybody
the first
wanted
one.
Everybody wanted to see a pregnant man after that.
That was like the decline of Arnold Schwarzenegger's career.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, where after you go from Terminator to giving birth, Arnold. Like, yeah. Bro, what are you doing?
Kind of weird.
Remember when he? Remember when he had
kind of weird.
He had a kid with his maid.
Yeah, with that Spanish lady, and he looks just like Arnold, bro.
Oh, there's like pictures of this guy surfing.
Oh, you never seen him, bro?
No.
He's an identical twin.
He's a beefcake, bro.
He's a Mexican Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's a Mexican Arnold Schwarzenegger, bro.
Come on, bro. Stop it.
No funny shit.
Bro,
no, you look
I'll put
shit
the
up
picture
yourself.
Here.
I don't need to see that
you
shit.
You see it later.
The kid's a stud, bro. He looks like he's half Mexican.
What's his name?
Put
the Mexican Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's in a bastard child. I don't know. Put something of that nature. That's a little harsh, right?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's bastard son.
Chill, that is OD.
You should have said child, because we don't know if he identifies as a boy.
Oh, he has Patrick's.
You feel me?
Nigga.
No, that's definitely not him.
Joseph Baena?
Maybe. I don't know. But
look,
I don't,
at images,
go,
look at images. Look at images, and I'll tell you the image.
Sons.
Illegitimate son?
Christopher
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
He goes by Schwarzenegger?
Let's see.
Yo, where are you on, bro? This guy's like, he's on a crypto, like, deep web server.
He's on a VPN and shit. He's in a private VPN to search weird stuff.
Come on, bro. Look, he found the engineer.
Yeah, that's why he's the engineer,
bro. Come on, bro. Look, he don't look like the Arnold from back in the Pumping Iron days, remember?
Kid is super jacked.
Paul's gym.
Remember? What? In the beginning with the VHS tape that
there's,
he had?
He got, there's all kind of, yeah.
Pumping Iron or something it was called?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Exactly
kid's
how
jacked.
He looks. Tell me no, bro. Come on.
That's crazy.
I'm not, I was just trying
that's
to.
His son.
Not bragging. I knew I was right, though. Come on. I seen it, bro. That
his maid was
like
trash.
I was just going to say, now are there pictures of the maid?
She of was
course.
Trash.
And she's like, you know what she looked like? She looked like she
a
was
maid.
Just available.
She looks like. She looks
sorry,
like Maria from Eastbound and Down.
I don't remember what Maria from
not
Eastbound
true.
And Down looks like, so I can't say yes or no.
Eastbound and Down, I do.
I don't remember. I remember Eastbound and Down, but I don't remember Maria, so I can't
Maria,
say.
That was the Mexican girlfriend of Stevie.
Damn, I don't remember. But
you don't remember.
But yeah, she like she was just available, bro. So it wasn't really like
she looked like the girl from the last season
sorry.
Of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
If you watch our show, I'm sorry if you don't subscribe. But yeah, what?
She looks like the girl from the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The girl from the last season. Damn, why you throwing? I don't remember that either, bro.
He's going, I'm
watching
too
much shit, bro. Like, this guy.
Got some,
like,
you
expect
going
me to remember.
Come give on,
me
that's something more recent.
Show me a picture, like this girl.
The girl that.
Yo, bro, my brain is not a Google database,
damn,
bro.
Damn, but mine is?
Like, I'm not pulling up images over here.
Wow, you was pulling names out of a hat 10 minutes ago.
Thank you.
I can't. Bro. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm talking about you.
Yeah, how am I supposed to know these things, bro?
He was throwing names out of a hat. You don't know who this person is? Well, how about this person? You sound like an effing magician.
It's a good riff reference, that's her? Bro.
Look.
At the bottom is...
Oh, that's okay.
She, you think she was with it at first or she denied him?
Wow.
I don't know.
You think she was like, I better stop one of those?
He's like, but I'm honored. Don't you worry.
That's horrible.
Don't worry.
That's horrible.
Wow.
We can get to the chopper.
I don't care about your rights. You have no rights in a pandemic.
That's what he sounds like in the bedroom.
So you think he...
You lost me, Arnold. I didn't forget.
You think he pulled a Trump and grabbed it by the...
You lost me, Arnold.
No, she grabbed him and he was like, it's not a tumor.
You think she watched his movies?
It's not a tumor, huh?
She watched his movies then, I'm guessing.
Everybody's seen Kindergarten Cop, but...
Yeah,
like,
even in Mexico?
That's the... It just came out of Mexico.
It was probably dubbed.
It just came out.
Yeah.
My favorite impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger is when he was trying to be like a governor and he was telling people after he came to America, he made millions of dollars off the American public, that then they didn't have no freedom when it came to them choosing against
her. She looks like a Maria.
A jab.
This is feeling real.
Yeah, wow.
I'm getting the real.
You know
what's
another clip I really enjoyed of Arnold Schwarzenegger, dude?
Which one?
When he got drop kicked by that little kid in Africa.
Run that 100 times, please.
Right? Where did they run, like, that 100 times? I'm not even exaggerating.
Nah,
they,
wasn't it? Nah, I think he was in a high school and he was somewhere.
Why are we so mean?
Was
bro?
It over there?
In another country.
Yo, he got.
I don't think he was here.
The drop kick was
real.
You can't wish bad. Like,
Ray Mysterio-esque.
It happened.
Yeah, but you hoping that it happened again.
No, I didn't. I said I liked the video.
You where liked you it. You liked it, bro.
He liked it on Instagram.
Damn, you like somebody getting hurt.
Oh, what do you mean?
Your man is bright.
Dark,
he didn't get. He didn't get hurt.
Oh, how you know that?
No,
you was there?
I saw the aftermath.
Man dark.
He's old, bro.
He's like, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
It's bro, okay. I'm but, okay. Yeah. He went and he did 300 pull-ups.
He's like 60-something years old,
he
bro.
Went and he did 400 pull-ups.
Old man,
and bench
bro.
Rep.
He still got that juice running through his get veins, though. Why what you talking about?
Sympathy. The guy acting here like he's the most.
He
look at this
still
guy.
Pumps iron.
Look at this
I'm
guy.
I'm a Buddha, bro.
Yeah.
He's a scumbag.
I guess.
And on his...
Get you the chopper.
What was he? The Nazi memorabilia, supposedly, allegedly?
Who? He collected of it.
Yeah, he collected.
He had.
Oh, yeah, he has some of that stuff?
A lot he tried to
what
make
does
an
he
excuse
have?
For
allegedly.
It.
Can we
I
see it?
I don't remember.
Can we see it?
I don't know. We can see, like, the articles
this
themselves.
This stuff we spoke about months ago.
You think the Mexicans seen it?
She's seen a lot, so you never know.
She saw it, the maid.
I think she saw enough of Arnold.
Yeah, yeah. Look at him. Look at this. Look at this. This is it, Goose. Yeah. Look, he's jacked, bro. Come on.
He ate that.
He could have took two drop kicks.
He ate that.
Wait, so was this personal, you think?
That's what I'm thinking.
No, I think it was just
hyperbolic.
This is the beginning of, like, TikTok vines.
Oh, you took
he just took it as soon as he got the
you
second
think that was
he
just
got
some
dropped.
Random ignorance?
Yeah, it was funny. I would have did that in high school. No?
I don't know, bro.
I would have just sounded stupid.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, you wouldn't have. I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't have.
Man,
you would have dropkicked Arnold Schwarzenegger while
you was
in high school.
You wasn't doing that. Yeah, you wasn't doing that, bro.
I wasn't dumb.
Look at me, bro.
I wasn't dumb.
Look at me.
Would you wait? Can I ask you a question? Did you just say
you dropkicked a random bodybuilder / movie star?
You said you'll do it for TikTok.
He never came.
You said you'll do it for TikTok.
No, I wouldn't do it for TikTok.
I would believe
this
that.
This is the era.
That
was the beginning of Vines and stuff like that. So that was people getting their 15 minutes of fame. That's what I was saying.
It seemed personal to me. That's what I was going.
It kind of
I think
personal.
It was Arnold.
To
and
take
it was
somebody
mad
out by
funny.
The legs.
It seemed personal to me. I don't think that was funny.
I wouldn't have thrown a water balloon at him aside, for real.
Nah, you know what you gotta do?
I understand
do.
That, but
you
that's,
gotta, you
that's,
gotta run.
I don't throw drop kicks.
Yo.
What's his background?
I don't know.
He might wrestle. I don't wrestle.
Yo, you got to run and
saying.
Pretend like you fall and run into his leg.
That's it. That's the impression.
Right or wrong,
to
right
me,
or wrong,
bro.
Right? Run, pretend like you fall, and run into his legs. No?
This
seems
looks personal.
Personal.
This looks personal. Let's
100%.
See if it looks personal. Or if it looks like he's laughing on the way up. Hold on.
What? How are we?
Just pay attention and stop being dumb.
I seen the video. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Yo, bro, you could have heard OD some of that.
That's why I said it seems personal.
That's, you know who that is? That's Kofi Kingston. He's in WWE.
Is he? So was it an act?
No, it's not.
Oh, I don't.
But admonish.
It was a beautiful dropkick.
Well, I got a question. Seems personal to me.
We have a difference of opinion.
Whether you're jacked or not, if you don't know what's coming, no homo, pause, it can really OD hurt you.
Play.
Unless you're the Terminator.
All right, never mind. I go one, though.
Seem personal.
Because he's the Terminator. I get it.
Yeah, whatever. Well, what was
but no, bro, no. It don't matter, bro. Look at him.
He's Arnold.
You could be Jack, bro. You're not a god, bro. Somebody kick you like that? Damage. I'm not saying...
But he was okay.
Yeah, that's what we was told. Was he really okay?
Yeah, he was fine. Yeah, he ate that. He's Arnold.
Yeah. Just because you get it don't mean you're okay, though.
His delts ate it. What was it? His...
Probably his tries wasn't okay. Remember, traps, these guys got access to medication that we don't, and like doctors.
It seems so personal.
He can just keep
a water balloon seems funny. Yeah. A cream pie seems funny.
You seen the first Terminator?
Assault?
That was a good kick,
seen the first
bro.
Terminator?
Seems like you were willing to go to jail to try to hurt him.
You seen Terminator 2?
Bro, movies, bro? Yeah, movies.
Seems personal to me.
Terminator 3?
Movies, bro, movies. That was a real life kick, bro. That wasn't no wrestling shit either.
Wait, some of those scenes in Terminator 1
Terminator 5.
That wasn't no wrestling shit.
When he cut his hand out and took off his skin, that wasn't real.
That was mad real.
That was weird. That was real.
The governor.
That wasn't Trump in wrestling.
Ow, ow.
Fighting and winning a match.
Wait, but when Trump was in the WWE, that was real too, right? I remember he fought.
Which one's more real? The Schwarzenegger kick or Trump in WWE? Come on, guys.
The Schwarzenegger kick.
I knew you was going to say that.
The Schwarzenegger kick.
Or pregnant men.
What?
Shout out to Matt Walsh. What is a woman?
What is a woman?
That was a good documentary.
Great documentary.
I was just going to be what is white.
Yes.
I was going to be what is white. Is it a color?
Let's hit the streets.
Is it a race? Is it where you're from? Because Elon Musk.
Is
the whitest African.
Yeah.
And one he's of African. The most.
And he voted Republican for the first time ever.
A question is, that needs
shout
to be
out to that chick who wanted to
test. If he was gay, he'd where be you the from? Worst person that the
or is the it where you at?
Assassinated.
Right?
Huh? Is it where you from or where you at? Or where you going?
No. Where you from or where you at? Not where you going.
Because you heard the Kamala Harris shit.
What she said.
What is it? To not be burdened by the past. No, to be unburdened. Damn, what is it? Look to the future and not be unburdened. Look what you can become in the future without being unburdened by your decisions of the past.
Oh, beautiful. Fun.
Makes perfect sense.
Beautiful.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Destroy the petroleum industry because that's what your boy Potato Brain ran on. And now nobody could even afford electric cars, especially because they're in such freaking high demand.
You know what it is? You haven't given them enough time to fix all the damage that Trump did.
Then the top of things that nobody wants to admit is that they make these cars through coal-based plants.
Did you hear what I said? They're still fixing Trump's damage.
The energy that's used to power these batteries are coming from coal-powered plants.
Why we never see Kamala?
What the hell?
Because she's always working, pa.
No. I think it's because...
You heard this Kamala and Buttigieg might be the best. You heard? They said it on The View because we love watching The View. Kamala and Buttigieg might be...
The new leaders.
The new 1-2 punch ticket. Stop the red wave.
But I don't see... Like, where is she?
First of all, you know who Pete Buttigieg is, right?
Working. He's the gay guy.
First of all, you know he came from a little ass.
That's the only thing I know about him.
Exactly. That's the only thing you know about him because they play identity politics.
That's what he runs on.
Politics.
Hey, guys, I'm gay. And then he goes and sits down.
And then he leaves.
And he goes and sits down. And everybody claps. And everybody claps.
But it's okay.
And then Kamala comes in. She goes, hey, ladies, I'm black. And everybody's like, woo!
Hold on. Hey, guys, I'm gay now. I'm going to get voted in.
And then
your
boy Booker comes in. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm related to that RuPaul guy. And he says, "Down."
Is that who he's related to?
That's
no,
his
no,
cousin.
Not.
Yeah, deadass. No. That's his cousin. On God, bro.
Allegedly, supposedly. Come on, cut this out, bro. Allegedly, supposedly. RuPaul and Cory Booker.
Come on.
Not Cory Booker, Eric Adams.
No, I didn't say Eric Adams. I said Cory Booker.
All right. I heard Eric.
Come on, you know that though, right? They are.
Now I know because they look alike, OD. I was saying he looked like Eric Adams. I heard Eric. When you said Cory Booker, I saw Eric Adams' face.
Oh, nah.
I know Cory Booker's with Rosario Dawson.
I know who Cory Booker.
Eric Adams, he looks like the type of person, if I wanted to smack somebody, I would smack him.
Why would you
He
would
rough you
That's
up.
That's not nice.
He had that no gun
Why you wishing
violence.
On
He's
Come
such
on.
A hypocrite, bro.
He had that no gun violence blazer on at the Met.
I can't, bro. I can't. Like, the shit that he does, it makes me upset, bro. Damn, it's
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah, right. RuPaul and Cory Booker.
You know what's unfortunate?
Cousins.
You know what's unfortunate?
Eric they found Adams out live
mayor,
on TV.
Right? I don't
on
know if I said TV. This last the last time we were here, but Eric Adams is our mayor, right?
Yes.
He's a black guy.
Yeah.
You know, the last time I can remember the city being this bad was when a black guy was mayor.
Mayor Dinkins?
Are you trying to say
that black people fuck shit up?
No, I didn't try to say that. I'm trying to say that they ruined the situation to make it look like black people ruined the situation.
Guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, like
I'm saying every time a black guy's in office, they put him in the worst and shittiest situation that you could
shittiest
put him in.
Time.
So it looks like, oh well, we can't put them in office. That's just how I see it.
Canceled.
The shit I was thinking was horrible. I definitely have thinking canceled.
That's the
shit.
Jewish cobra, this guy over here. It's the Jewish Puerto Rican cobra. Take it easy there, buddy.
Woo!
You fucking bigot.
Made myself laugh. Anyway.
You fucking bigot.
You want to hear what I was saying?
Hey, you can't say that.
Nah, can't. I'll tell you a fair.
No effing bigot. Nah, it's been 30 seconds already.
Michael LaVon Robinson.
Say what?
Michael LaVon.
Yo, aliens are real, bro.
Because we go we're going into that.
In closing,
why is everything?
Closing,
why
closing.
Is everything aliens, bro?
Why is
close? Oh, we've been on that long.
How long we been ranting and raving for?
Enough,
now?
Bro. Enough, bro.
High Horse Swigs is out. Yeah, Chop Cheese. See you. I gotta go.
gotta go.
Aliens are real. Michael LaVon Robinson. Cory Booker's related to fucking RuPaul. This dude fell off a bike.
You don't gotta rush through it, though.
This guy fell off a bike and bumped his head.
No one said hurrah.
Oh, wait.
Fell up the stairs at the same
Colbert's,
time.
Colbert's, a bunch of Colbert's staff. You
oh,
seen that?
Oh, yeah, January 6th.
Insurrection,
let's
they
do
January
that.
6th.
Parents, if you bought your kids a bike and you want them to learn, do not let Biden teach your kids how to ride a bike.
He is not good. But you know what he can teach you how to do? How to fuck up an economy. I mean, could be in the best.
Bang, there's a few of them today.
He is the author of Damage.
Like and subscribe. Hit that thumbs up. We love you, subscribers.
Do we get everything?
We keep losing and gaining and losing and gaining. But
we passed our 1,300. We've been past 1,300. Yeah. We're in 14-something now.
Yeah, we're at
15. Climbing the mountain, Chop Cheese.
We're at 15 now. We're about to 14, I think.
We were at 15 at one point. Then we went back down.
Sometimes you got to take a decline. Sometimes you got to take a step back to take a couple of steps up, right?
Yeah, but when you said back, you gestured forward.
I said back, and then I said forward.
I think it's all the immigrants they let through the border. They was like, sure, you can't watch that no more.
Oh,
if
my
you
God.
Unsubscribe, because if not, then you're not
millions.
Gonna, you're not going to get your stuff.
Millions.
You're not going to get your cards and... No, never mind.
All right, anyway. So what was it like and subscribe?
Like
I
and
guess,
subscribe,
right?
Hit the
I
thumbs
don't
know up. Don't sneak through the border.
Did y'all finish the wrap up?
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy what's tomorrow? Nothing?
Not Father's Day.
Oh no, it is. Happy Juneteenth.
Oh, Juneteenth.
Celebrating Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
You actually
you know, according to AOC, we every
you actually get a deal from school tomorrow.
We every race at the
Kid
equator.
Kid you not.
Isn't school over already? That's funny if they sold it to them like that, right?
No,
school's finished, but you get this day
over. School's not over. And I don't even remember the last time I remember it being like a day off from school.
Oh, yeah?
That's crazy, right?
I think it started last year.
I
think so.
And was that Biden that put that in?
It might have been your boy Potato.
I'm happy that pen is working, bro.
Nah, but it couldn't even been Trumpito. You don't know who.
Nah,
I think it was Biden.
I don't think Trump would go down that route for Juneteenth.
I don't know.
He already did enough for them. Let me stop.
This guy, for them.
What? It's our time.
This guy, I don't agree with this guy.
It was our time. We just get a little bullshit parade every year, right?
Yo, we get a day off of Puerto Rico month.
Nah, we don't get nothing.
They get a short month.
We get nothing.
Some of our month.
We don't get a Puerto Rico day.
We share our month with
Yeah.
With the game.
We share our weekend.
Huh?
We share our weekend, not our month. What are you talking about?
What
our
you
month?
Mean our weekend?
It's we our weekend. We don't get a
month. Yeah, so we get a month.
We get a weekend.
Yeah, we get a weekend.
Hold on.
We get a weekend.
When do Puerto Ricans get a month?
Elon.
Buy Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico month. Buy Puerto Rico. And just put make don't even tell robots. Them
that. I don't even want that to happen. Don't do that.
Make
Eli.
The robots to take care of
keep
the
your Teslas off my island. I don't even want those Logan guys there.
Yeah,
they can stay if they come on the podcast.
Speaking of those boys, you heard them.
Damn.
First, I want to say this quote: if you don't take
island
an interest,
boys.
No, that was a good quote. Oh. Though. If you don't take an interest, politics. If you don't take an interest in politics, politics will take an interest in you.
Mm. Without you knowing.
Without you knowing.
That's true.
Your boy, some Greek dude.
Sounds accurate.
Some boy, he was probably a boy lover, but I don't know.
Along lines with liberalism is a mental disorder.
More like George Kush.
So your man, the Paul brothers or whatever, one of those fucking Paul brothers with the
stop with your mouth, bro.
With the frosty tips.
With the frosty tips.
Your man made a whole statement the other day about Biden.
About Bo Biden?
About Biden. He all of his accomplishments.
Oh,
he
no.
made up a language. Destroyed Bitcoin.
Oh, nah, no. Nah, nah, he has nah, so nah. many followers. So, too.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Crazy.
So it's funny that the quote I just
makes
made.
Me sick, bro.
It's funny. You don't take an interest in politics. Politics will take an interest in you. That dude never ran on politics. That was never his platform. Right. But it affected his bread.
What? Well, how?
He's a crypto dude. That's why he was in Puerto Rico. Slime ball. All
right. Well, anyway.
Chop cheese.
Like and subscribe.